Yeah, well, Life Changes is a very special song to me and Thomas Rhett. We were writing, we were doing a little camp at our farm, and he said, "Dad, I really want to write a song about my life from like college to now, how much my life has changed from the time I was 19 until I'm 30. And he goes, "I don't know if it's a hit, it's probably not. I just feel like I just want to say something on the album." And so, even though Ashley Gourley and Jesse Frazier, you know, helped a lot, I'm not sure. It was really cool to get Thomas Rhett's full perspective of his life. But also, I know Thomas Rhett from a father's side. You know, Ashley and Jesse know him as a buddy, but they don't know all of the details of his life like I do. And so I feel like that us writing that song together, I think I've said some things that he forgot about or wouldn't have said, and he said some things that I didn't know, and Ashley and Jesse were great, you know, with the music and helping out with the lyrics too. And I think it was just a good combination of writers to tell a true story about his life. And you know, and I think because we thought this would probably never be a hit, I mean, it's too detailed. I mean, it's about Thomas Rhett, it's not about everybody out there. This song is about him. It's very specific to him, especially when we put the part about adopting Willa from Uganda. We're like, we got Uganda in a country song, you know? And so we were just free to just, we just felt like, hey, we're gonna tell the truth. I mean, there's no holding back. And then the next thing you know, it's the title of the album and it's the number one single. And I watched it Saturday night in Wyoming. I watched 20,000 people go nuts over that song. And so that's just proof, man. Some, you tell the truth, and doesn't matter that it didn't, those people didn't quite live that story. They just feel it. They feel the truthfulness from the artist.